Yo. This is Africa, Africa. So what you know about
African hip hop?
This is for the listener.
AfricanHipHop.com. So y'all listen to that. Check that site out. Don't stop.
Come to us, come see me, brother.
Your motherland.
But come to us, come see me, brother.
Africa's in the house.
Africa. This is for the listener.
Born to a throne, stronger than Rome, but violent prone, poor people's own, but it's my home, all I have known, where I got grown, streets we would roam, out of the darkness, I came the farthest, among the hardest, survival, learn from these streets, it can be bleak, accept no defeat, surrender, retreat, so we fighting to eat and we when we'll be free, so we patiently wait for that fateful day. It's not far away, but for now we say, when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag.
Originated from Coca-Cola basically looking for the right artist, the right song for their World Cup campaign. And they were looking at many people. And they asked me to do a song for the campaign. And the idea was to go into the studio and record something new. But I didn't go, I didn't really want to do that. Because I think that when you go into the studio with a specific subject and a specific purpose in mind, you never really end up making a song, you end up making a jingle. So I didn't want to make a jingle, so I said, I really can't do that one, but I have a song that I feel like really feels right, fits. And I sent him a waving flag, and it worked out. Like I play different songs on these tours. I play my songs, from everything from the Dustyful Philosopher songs to Troubadour, I play. And I play them as I always would. I speak about things as I always would. It's just now I'm placed in a different setting. But no, the music and the message hasn't changed. 22 countries in Africa back to back. So, you know, from Seychelles, Eritrea, Swaziland, that whole we covered, and amazing, man. The best. Just an incredible experience for me. Just played my music to an audience that is discovering it. You know, it's funny because in Africa, a lot of, quite a few people knew Soba, and that's it. They didn't get to see any other developments or nothing like that. So Kenyan radio picked it up and started playing it. And actually, it hit number one in Kenya, that song, for 4 weeks straight. with callers voting it in. This is when it first came out, way before any American attention on the song. Mm. And then when we shot the video for it, Channel O used to play it, which is the big wide channel for the continent. Now I was in South Africa and on MTV Base, which is that African channel, the African channel of MTV, Trace and Channel O, all of them are playing my songs like crazy. So now people have so much more awareness than when I first did the trophy tour. But it was fun to, you know, introduce myself and my story and my songs.
Basically, I got beef. I wanna talk to you directly. I can't ignore, I can't escape. And ask, cause you affect me. You cripple me, you shackle me. You shatter my whole future in front of me. This energy is killing me. I gotta let it pour like blood sober. Nam ki wa di ten agala soba. Nim ki wa ba ten agala soba. Di ki wa ku ten agala soba. Dum ki wa ku ten agala soba. Agala soba, agala soba. Nam ki wa di ten agala soba. Nim ki wa ba ten agala soba. Di ki wa ku ten.
Obviously, there's no real time to really do anything in that. We were coming in for a day to most places, so. But what it did is just introduce me to so much fresh music, and I've been kind of just using a lot of inspiration from that stuff and taking instrumentation ideas and samples and melodies from different countries in Africa, and you know, trying to figure out how I could make some, you know, hit songs out of our sound and stuff like that.
Then I read, I think on your Twitter account, that you finally met up and did a song together with Akon in South Africa, right?
He called me literally from the plane when he landed, and he was like, I just have something to say to you, man. If we don't do something right now, it's a sin. I said, yeah, you're right. So we hooked up, and the song is like amazing. Honestly, I got to say, it's one of the most inspiring things I've ever been a part of. We kind of really like looked at each other and like had this melody. Boom! Started a drum track, keyboards, everything. I think that no more than an hour we had a song. That was an energy waiting to happen. And so Akon, as soon as we listened to the song, he turns to me and he goes, can we do more? Like, can we just keep going? And so now we got more stuff that we're going to do.
Connected.
Yeah. In Johannesburg, they have this one studio. I forget the name, but it's like the popular one that everybody kind of goes to. It's funny because the vocal mics that we're used to using is like the, you know, the Neumanns and stuff like that. And they had like this no brand joint over there. And, so Akon walks up to the booth, and the mic is like this thin. It looks like a drum mic. And then he goes, hey man, what's this? And the guy's like, that is a microphone. And he says, yeah, but is this a vocal microphone? And he goes, I don't know, but it works. And we started cracking up so hard. That's literally what it was. So it works, and it worked. Akon has this like genius guy that's with him that plays everything. So I ran a drum track. They were listening to it, and they were like, what about this drum track? We're playing drum ideas back and forth, and then I like theirs. He played it, and the guy got up and played the keyboards, threw it on Logic. 10 minutes, the guy has a song. He's like, I was really like, I wish I had somebody like that with me. He's, you know, he's amazing. Guy named Georgie, young guy.
I hope you got your passports and vaccine shots. I
take rappers on a field trip any day. They never been opposite real clip anyway. I know where all the looters and the shooters stay. Welcome to the city we call Doomsday, where niggas is just fried chicken like Tuesday. Oh, you from the hood, huh? Who say? My Nigerian niggas will call you Bruce. My Somali niggas are quick to grab the Uzi. Around here we only bumpin' Fela Kuti. Tupac, Bob Marley, Lucky Dube. So we don't really give a fuck about your groove. This is Africa. Hooray! CIA.
All of these remixes of Waving Flag, were you always present when the remix partner was in studio?
No, not always, but I'm very involved in the process. So when they're recording, they're on the phone with me or on video with me, and like what I'm thinking about and what they, and then you know, eventually I listen to it and go back and say, you know, this could be better this way, this could be this. So every song, it's now sung in 21 languages. So every version I have had that kind of relationship with, and some of them I hear it once and I'm like, that's the one. And some of them I go, like the Arabic one, I had nothing to say. I was like, that's it. You know, Nancy Ajram just killed it. And I was like, that's it, it's beautiful.
You understand her lyrics?
A little bit. But it's just like some languages, it just feels like it was meant to be sung in those languages. And Arabic is just one of those beautiful languages. Bang Bang is the next single, featuring Adam Levine from Maroon 5. We're about to shoot a video for that in the next few days. And everyone is kind of really excited about that one around the world, radio programmers. Because we've never, you know, I've never really had any radio presence in ever with my previous music. And suddenly, like, Waving Flag is everywhere. You know, I just learned that yesterday. It hit number one on the European Hot 100, which is pretty, like, previously in the last year, that's only happened with Lady Gaga and Black Eyed Peas. That's like a level of radio success I've never experienced or thought I would, you know. And so now they're like, what other songs does he have? And they're hearing Bang Bang, they're like, really? He can do that too. So everyone's excited about that. She shot me, she shot me, bang bang, she shot me, she shot me, she shot me, bang bang, she shot me, she shot me, she shot me, bang bang, she shot me, she shot me, she shot me, bang bang. There she goes again, the dope is Ethiopian. In other words, she came through exploding in the podium. Dynamite, Napoleon, like sodium mixed with petroleum. Slowly but surely, she was walking toward me. Cut the combo short, cause she had to wake up early. But continuing the story, don't worry, she gave me digits for her BlackBerry. A very handsome is what she said. And the way she looked in my eyes said, put me to bed. Oh my, I should've known what she said to me on the phone. You do not know me very well, but I would never hurt a fly. Then she aimed for my chest with love in her eyes. Then she aimed for my chest with love in her eyes. She was walking around. I'm also recording, like I said, with Akon, with a few other friends of mine, putting together some music that I'm very proud of. I think I'll do a follow-up tribute to Troubadour, because I might do some rap stuff, like just straight rap music, because some of my friends, like Mos Def and them, have been talking to me about that, and he was like, "Yo, K, man, like, he's like, don't let the world forget you. One of the best MCs I know, and just remind them every once in a while, because it's nice that they have this waving flag, and it's nice that you're great singer, and that the world knows you as such now. But remind them every once in a while." So I take that very seriously when someone like Mo says that to me, and Jay says something similar to me. So I want to get back in the studio, put out a couple of hard rap songs, and let people just kind of marinate on that, and then write a new album. But I do know one thing: I never want to alienate my rap fans. I always want to kind of, because that's how I started. So I want to kind of always, and that's like one of the things I'm the best at, like good at, you know. My singing is invented by me. It's like my own kind of singing, but my rapping, I'm very confident with it. So I think like lately, what I did on the Nas Damon album, that verse, people have been reminded, like, oh, he's that guy. He's really raps. But I want to do something more coherent and like put together a little project.
Cause every man deserve a turn, like Babylon deserve to burn.
I drink poison, then I vomit diamonds. I gave you Mandela, Black Dalai Lamas. I gave you music, you enthusing my kindness. So how dare you reduce me to Donny Imus? Timeless, in case we ain't never been acquainted. Flyness, who made it? It gets duplicated. Mindless violence, well, let me try to paint it. Here's the five steps in hopes to explain it.
One.
It's me and my nation against the world.
Two.
Then me and my clan against the nation.
Three.
Then me and my fam against the clan.
Four.
Then me and my brother with no hesitation. Go against the fam until they cave in.
Five.
Now who's left in this deadly equation? That's right, it's me against my brother. Then we point a Kalashnikov and kill one another.
Everyone deserves to earn, and every child deserves to learn.
Is there any particular African soccer team that you would support?
Ivory Coast. Yeah, it's my team. It's hard to have expectations on this one. You can see everything is... A lot of opposites are happening these days, you know, like teams you expect to do well are not doing so well. Teams you would never believe are actually holding their own. Who would have thought the United States would be tied with the UK, you know, so that's with England. And so you have that. Now you have Serbia scoring on Germany. There's a lot going on now that's a little bit like out of the ordinary. So I hope that that's in the favor of an African team eventually.